You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
What does a giraffe sound like?
Rawr.
Meow. Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Girl, you something else.
Ooh-wee.
Hello. How's everybody?
Still a balloon.
Bye.
Have you come down for your Ohtani high now?
Totally have.
Yeah. I feel like you were all, like, you were so charged up.
I was
up,
jacked.
And then, like, that two-run home run and the strikeout, I feel like he's lost me. Yeah.
I'm out.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
You are riding in a Shohei Ohtani emotional
roller coaster. He's put me on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Team Japan has got its hooks in me, man. I'm not going to lie.
Do you want me to bring you? I have an extra Team Japan World Baseball Classic. Would you like to join the crew?
World Baseball Classic what?
Team Japan hat. I have two of them.
Hat.
I have two of them.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Yeah.
I love these guys.
Yes.
They're my new team.
Absolutely. Get on board, baby.
Forget the Royals.
Now, the sad part is I'm going to go home and tell the BTJ this, and you do not understand how happy she's going to be, because once she's played, everything from Japan is better. And once you've come around and admitted that, she will forever just walk with the superiority above
you. Germany's a great city.
Listen, I've never even been to Japan, and I can deduce that everything in Japan is better. Like, I'm not one of these Americans that thinks, oh, yeah, America, we're so great at everything.
America!
Yeah,
flags! America, yeah!
I'm not one of these people. She should know that.
I have to be careful to admit, like, she has, Japanese mayo.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's bald, yeah!
But for like a year, all I had to hear about was how good Japanese mayo was, and like I would refuse to acknowledge it. And then one day I slipped, and I was like, God damn it, this is good. And then she's like, and then she just will never let you hear the end of it.
Yeah, I feel like her approach, particularly with you, might be wrong. You know, just she knows. Yeah. She knows that you know, and that's the most important thing.
So this, I'm trying
she
to
holds that over. You.
Trying to think of a list of things that that I've had to admit that Japan does better than Q-tips. The Japanese Q-tips, phenomenal.
Really? What are yeah. those? What are those all about?
They've got
I love
like
a good Q-tip.
They've got like little ridges in them, like on the tips, and it's like the perfect like sort of consistency.
Why don't we have these?
I don't know. The Japanese toilet certainly light years ahead of us.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you can get those here.
Yeah. But the Japanese
but people don't.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, they're expensive.
But the actual Japanese toilet is like $8,000, but you can buy the Japanese toilet seat for like anywhere from $100 to $500, depending on how nice you want it, and it will change your life. And they're everywhere over there. They're in public toilets over there. It's just there. It's so much better. The Japanese mayo was certainly one of those that I had to admit. The Japanese candy, dude, they're doing laps around us. Their selection of Kit Kats.
Oh, the different flavors. Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Oh my God.
What are we even doing here?
I don't know.
And they're fast food. I know McDonald's enthusiast over here, but specifically around the world, McDonald's, like in each country has, you know, kind of a specific item to that country. Japan takes it on steroids. Every single fast food place there, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, they have probably the craziest, most grandiose fast food menus you've ever seen.
Go into a Japanese, that's the other one, 7-Eleven. Go into a Japanese 7-Eleven. It's like a real restaurant.
Yeah. You're gonna get some used panties.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe there's a vending machine there.
Well, that's what you said.
There is. Those are, you have to go in search of those, but yeah,
they're not just in the subway stations?
No.
Actually, their public transportation is really good, too, speaking of the subway.
Yeah, exactly. Don't they have high-speed trains?
Yeah.
I still don't understand why I understand cost, but
not the cost.
High-speed, come on!
It's the red tape. It's that in America, you have to work with municipalities,
tape,
counties,
costs,
states.
Whatever. Shove it up your ass and build some high-speed trains. The West Coast is big.
Yes.
We're way up here. We need to get down to other places faster.
It would be nice. Like, the idea that we don't have a high-speed rail from San Francisco to Los Angeles is ridiculous. Now, I get it. Having one across the country would be...
Vegas to L.A.?
Vegas to L.A.
Come on, man.
And then, like New York to Philly and D.C. and Baltimore. Why there isn't high-speed rail between those cities is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
The one Amtrak route that makes money, that's in the black every year, is that Boston to New York stretch. So, technically, we have one, but it's already full.
Dude. And we're just sitting here in war-torn Portland like a bunch of knobs.
Just waiting for some fentanyl bros that can't open their Gatorade.
What is even happening? You know what?
Who's winning? What is occurring?
I'm going to see if Otani will adopt me. What do you think his life's like?
I bet his
home life.
I bet it's really boring.
Didn't he just have a baby?
Yeah.
He's got a wife. I don't know if they have a little kid.
A dog.
I thought they popped out a kid.
It's possible. I'm guessing his life is pretty good. Although I told you.
Yeah, April 2025, Rob. You are correct.
Yeah, he had a baby.
I did not know if I could find a group of people that love someone more than the Japanese love Shohei Ohtani. When you go over there, you're like, oh my God. And then I went to Portugal. And I do believe that the fine people of Portugal, I think they might outlove Ohtani with Ronaldo. Because in Japan, you do have Ohtani, but you do have to split it with like an Ichiro. And then like Yamamoto with Ronaldo, it's just all Ronaldo.
Yeah, like who's number two in Portugal?
I don't think there is a number two. I think it's Ronaldo and that's it. So I do believe it's a flip of the coin. But even suggesting that, I was shot down by the BTJ for insinuating that the people of Portugal could love an athlete the way that Japan loves Shohei Ohtani. But it is alarming when you go over there. Get ready for Ronaldo fever.
Who is our Shohei? Do we have one?
I would assume it's like Jordan would probably be the last one.
Tom Brady, like the most current. Maybe.
Yeah, but a lot of us hate him.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe Steph? Is he at that?
I just think we're such a big country and we're so divided. Like, I think we struggle with it.
What about Trump?
He's
our Shohei.
Well, that's the thing about Japan is baseball is their sport. Like,
no, that's true.
You know, we don't really...
Well, soccer in Portugal, though.
That's a good point. But like here in the U.S., it's kind of split. You got MLB fans, you got NFL fans. I don't know who likes the NBA anymore.
Who's the top Portland Timber? There's our guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that.
Diego Chara? I have no idea.
Yeah, Chara's still there.
Is he still on the
team?
Yeah,
he's still there.
He's still there?
Yeah.
That, I was just guessing. That's awesome. All right. Well, then I would guess him.
I just don't think our country is set up anymore to have a national hero. Like, we had the women's soccer team, which was a big deal, but half our country hated all the players. The U.S. men's basketball team, people, some of them actively root against them. Like, LeBron's pretty polarizing. I think the last, Tiger? Was Tiger universally loved? Or did
I don't
get,
think so.
Yeah, we got some of the racist.
I don't think so.
Is MJ the last?
Yeah, he was.
Was he the last that we?
Might be.
Just because, yeah, in the 90s, you talk about, like, transcendent fandom. Ichiro came over as a young baseball star in the 90s and met Ken Griffey Jr. and Michael Jordan. I think this was, like, 95, 96. So, yeah, probably MJ.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't think of anybody that's risen to that level. I mean, LeBron could, but nobody likes him. He's a douche.
Yeah.
So, and, of course, Jordan kind of was, too. It's just,
he was marketed better. And,
yeah, the social media thing. But, yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad we covered that. I want to move to Japan now with the BTJ.
Someone said, if you ever ask the BTJ why if Japan is everything better, she chooses to live in Vancouver and work in Portland.
Great point. Great question. Take that, beach.
The work-life balance in Japan, one thing they haven't figured out, that.
What? That Vancouver is war-torn?
No, the work-life balance.
Yeah, they work.
Oh, yeah. Well, but as an American with American values, I could bring them laziness all day.
There you go.
It could be my contribution to their society.
Actually, that is one thing.
I'll go over there and show them how to lay around and watch football.
Don't, because their culture is already dealing with some of the, I think, lack of shame that has kept, like, the place clean and crime low. Young kids suck. Social media sucks. And people are starting to, like, say vending machines, usually just safe sitting out on the street at any time. People are breaking into those now in Japan. Like, they're having to deal with that kind of crap more than they ever have.
Well, Schulte, I was just joking.
Well,
but,
I know.
You know, lighten up over there.
Suck at Japan.
By the way,
your street crime.
Let's talk about a real bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Google me, bitch.
Melissa.
I don't even know who Melissa is, but she
sounds. You don't know who Melissa is?
She sounds like one.
She is a holy terror.
She's a grade A prime.
She's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch. Wreaked havoc on Jamaica today. We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. Hey, it's Rob sticking around for the Nash. I bet you in Japan they have better windows than we do. Something tells me.
I haven't heard from the BTJ about what the Japan window situation is like.
I bet you they do, except...
except for this.
For Window Nation.
They probably have Japanese quality windows is what they're doing.
I'm going to go ahead and promote that.
There you go.
I don't even know if that's
Japanese
true.
Quality.
If you go to Window Nation for your windows, they are Japanese quality. That's the kind of value you're getting at Window Nation. Yes, just a couple more days here. It's October 28th, so you have until Friday to replace any of your windows. The more that you buy, the more you save. You will save between 30 and 50% depending on that number. So that deal is ending this Friday at Window Nation. If you need replacement windows for your home, it'd be a great time to get with them. There are two ways to do it. You can call them at 866-90-NATION, or you can log on to windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION. Or go to windownation.com. They have an A-plus rating from their Better Business Bureau. And from what I understand, a lot of people are saying the Japanese Better Business Bureau gives them an A++.
That's how they do it, yes.
Because they're like, wow. Yeah. Of all the American companies.
This place.
Right here, Window Nation does it better than us. 96% customer satisfaction rating. So get with them and do it fast. Windownation.com. License number OR249065.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Apparently what happened is Rob was so distraught over the Shohei Ohtani thing, he's left the program. It shook him to his very core.
Dipped out into the ether. What do you mean?
Probably went outside and did drugs.
Yeah, do you need a cigarette after that Ohtani letdown?
Try to cope with it.
You mean, are you just talking about the fact that he gave up a 2-run home run right after I was gushing about what we're yes. going to have to say about him tomorrow?
And then struck out.
And then struck out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hurt me a little
bit. I'm waiting for the patented Isaac Rappi. I have come to love the patented Isaac Rappi sucks. Love it.
Well, everyone in baseball sucks because...
Well, you're right.
Well, they do. It's not like it used to be, you know? Like, I'm going to be an old man for a second. It's like, you know, they hit 212 and 20 home runs. You suck.
Are you
okay?
And Will Clark on the same
yeah,
page?
Yeah, where's Tony Gwynn? Where's Wade Boggs, man?
I mean, a Mariners pitcher that sucked so bad they got rid of him, pitched 4 amazing innings.
How's that make you feel?
The biggest of his life last night. Horrible. Pisses me off.
I follow Will Clark on Twitter, and his entire Twitter is reposting clips of himself hitting, being great, and then him yelling about today's hitters hitting 230.
Well, I'll tell you what, the game is different now. Okay.
I would love to see Will Clark face 3 bullpen arms in one night, all tossing 98 to 100.
That's also fair.
Yeah.
But that guy could hit, man.
Yeah. Creep and roll.
And I'm with him. I'm with all the old red asses like George Brett, Will Clark, Wade Boggs. Is he still with us, Wade Boggs?
Yeah, Wade Boggs still.
Okay.
Good old Wadey.
Yeah, I don't think he's died.
No, not even close.
Rod Carew.
And whether you're right or wrong, you know, Deacon Jones did this, and Michael Irvin recently went on a great rant.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown was a master of this.
Rest in peace, Jim Brown. I got to meet Jim Brown, actually.
Did you?
I did.
Did you high-five him?
I was like 4, so maybe not. I got a picture with him.
Did he slap you around a little bit?
Jim Brown was a salty man.
Yeah,
Jim Brown liked to slap around women. I know that.
My dad was in a cop's uniform. I think he was speaking at a police officer's graduation ceremony. So, no, he did not do any of that.
There is nothing. It's like talking crap on someone's. Like, if you're with your current gal, it's like talking crap about their ex. It's not a good look. No one respects it, but people can't help themselves. It is such a bad look to talk S about the current state of sport. Like, it just it never ages well. It doesn't. You just sound like an old curmudgeon yelling at the clouds.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate it, like when Michael Jordan or like Barkley, some of those guys actually defend the game. Or you see you know, I'm trying to think of off the top of my head, like an NFL guy that admits that today's game whether it's better or worse, it's like you said, it's just different. And it doesn't mean that it was bad before, and it doesn't mean that it's bad now.
Oh, look at that.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are there.
Front row.
Oh, whoopity doo. God. Who's that dude?
Austin Butler? You don't know who Austin Butler is?
No, I recognize it. Ooh, who's that? Oh, Sid Sweeney.
Oh,
God. She's got bust out, too.
Well, oh, wow.
She's there with Christy Martin. She's playing Christy Martin, the female boxer in the new movie.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they're doing a big promotion right now.
Boy, I tell you, she's showing off those.
Yes, she is. Hey, Sydney Sweeney knows which side of the bread.
She does. You know what? I respect that butter. About her.
Yeah.
She gets it.
Leaning into it.
She's not a great actress. She doesn't,
I think she would admit that probably, too.
She's hot.
You think Melissa's got a pair of those? As she ravages Jamaica?
She does. I'd like to see.
Biggest biggest storm of the year. I forgot who you... I was like, Melissa?
No. This is not the biggest storm of the year, Sukanik.
It is the biggest storm of the year.
Well, technically it is. But I think the way you should describe it is how it's being described on the Nuez. Mm. And that is the most power... This is the most... If you don't know what we're talking about, Melissa is the name of the hurricane that just hit Jamaica.
Category 5.
Got there today. And they are saying that this is the most powerful Category 5 hurricane in the 174 years of recording.
That's a big hurricane.
That's what this bitch, Melissa, is bringing to the table.
Unrelenting bitch.
So it just passed over Jamaica. They said, this was before the show, so I haven't updated this, but they said 35% of the island was already without power. They have 185 mile an hour sustained winds. Yeah. 215 mile an hour gusts, 15 to 30 inches of rain. And dude, if you have not seen the drone footage
some of it's
from inside the eye of that storm,
terrifying.
It is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's like CGI.
What's
like,
crazy is that we have planes that can fly in the middle of that.
I know. They've got these planes that they built now for these purposes. They're unmanned.
Yeah.
And they can get in there and they send back pictures and stuff. And it's freaking crazy.
Now, have we seen? I saw the video of it like making landfall. But do we have like? I mean, is there anything left of Jamaica? Because I remember like a couple years ago, was it St. John's got hit with one, and it like the island was basically gone. I haven't seen any report of just how. I mean, outside of like you mentioned, a lot of the island is out of power. But for like the historically bad winds and stuff, I haven't seen like a ton of. Necessarily destruction, at least from the clips I've seen and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. They said that they downgraded her to a Category 3?
Yeah, now that she's made landfall.
Yeah. But, I mean, where would the old bag be headed now? She'd be headed up to Florida, right?
I would assume.
I mean...
Jamaica's not that far. Yeah. But if she's been downgraded by the time it reaches that shouldn't be that bad. But again, I don't know. I'm just saying from the video, the videos that I saw this afternoon, it did not look like Jamaica was leveled. I don't think you're planning a vacation there in the next couple of weeks.
Well, there's a lot of Americans stranded there.
Yeah.
Because they were there
couldn't get off.
Weddings or vacations. Yeah. So they're interviewing them on the news. I don't know if you've watched much of it, but it's really, it's pretty absurd. Like, you know how the news is. It's just ridiculous. Like, they're like, oh, what are you going through? And one lady was like, well, last night I ate at the steakhouse, and, I think they're going to take us down to the shelter today, but I don't know, there's no steakhouse down there, so I'm not real happy about that. She's like, are they going to give you food? Well, yeah, there's a whole spread, and like, it's like, come on.
But we're running low on butter, and quite frankly, they didn't have my preferred wine. I was having steak, and then we had white wine, which I thought was a little weird, and
Yeah, she said the bar's closed, and she was upset about that.
I would be too.
And that's all I'm saying. Like the footage that I've seen, as far as natural disasters go, it has not seemed like a hellscape. Like when the earthquake hit Haiti, or again the one that hit the Saints a number of years ago. Like some of the footage out of that, like there just was nothing left. It's like here's where the city used to be, like, and now it's gone. Like St. John's was wiped off the map. This seems like I don't know. It seems like there's some roof damage and some trees went down and some power lines. And as you mentioned, an American tourist's wedding was ruined where they had to switch to the rosé, and that was not the preferred wine.
There was a guy on CNN that...
Someone said Cuba probably next.
Makes sense.
Cuba, and then on, is it 90 miles, right, Cuba to the
Well, you know, they
the
shift, you know, they move around.
Yeah, they move around.
Flipping out there. Yeah. There was a guy on CNN who puked.
What, live on air?
Yeah.
Oh,
live on the air. He was in one of those planes, I guess.
Oh.
And they were, I don't know, I mean, you can't fly through the hurricane in a plane, can you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can?
Yeah, those big, is it the AWACS?
I thought they were unmanned, so.
What are
they?
No, there's some that are.
You have these, they have these big planes now with the big radar thing on top. I think they're called the Ajax or AWACS.
It's a military
style. Yeah, it's a military sort of thing. And yeah, those sons of guns can fly right in the middle of that sucker. And I'm guessing that that is the most turbulent plane ride you've ever had. But inside the eye, I think it's actually like fairly calm. Like,
yeah, they like were
getting in there is the rough part.
They were showing him. They were showing him. They had a journalist on there with them, and so he was filming.
Yeah,
and he puked.
Whoops!
And they're talking to him about it.
Yeah, they say that it has moved north and it is now barreling towards Cuba, but at a Category 3 level, not a Category 5.
Yeah, it's a Hercules aircraft that you're thinking of, Sue. That's what the U.S. Air Force uses. And yes, it can literally, a manned aircraft can fly into the eye of a hurricane.
So we have the death toll, 7 right now, 3 in Jamaica, 3 in Haiti, and 1 in the Dominican Republic. Although, it's weird, they say that the 3 deaths were during storm preparation and not actually during the storm. So 3 people died getting ready for the hurricane.
Falling off a ladder.
Probably falling off ladders or, yeah, something like that.
I mean, was
like
the weather bad at all at that point?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it wasn't great. But wouldn't that be something? Like, you died in the, like, hey, your loved one died in the hurricane? Nah, he died getting ready for the hurricane. He was up trying to nail the shutters.
Can you imagine that? I've never understood why. And look, the islands are a little different. But, like, if you're in the U.S., mainland, why you live in Hurricane Alley? Like, can you, like, the beating of having to board up your windows every, like, it's not just every year, it's like twice a year.
Yeah. I just think that's, I mean, that's kind of the, it's the people that live in Hawaii, you have to deal with volcanoes. You're from Kansas, you have to deal with tornadoes.
Yeah, but you don't, I mean, you don't do anything. All you do is go into the basement.
Yeah, most of the time, though, these hurricanes that come through don't destroy entire islands.
Well, I just think people down there are like, we've seen it before. Yeah, and they're just like, whatever.
Yeah. I've been down to a couple of the islands down there, and yeah, the people just kind of, they just kind of roll with it. By the way, it does not appear right now under its current path. It will not reach land in the United States.
Really?
No.
Not at all. Huh?
It is gone. It has made a...
Yeah. Take that, Melissa.
Yeah. It was heading west, and then it went way north, and now they're look. This was some 37 minutes ago, and it is not going to... It's not even going to hit the Bahamas unless it changes path again.
So she's heading out to the Pacific?
Yeah. She's heading out. Yeah, she's heading out.
South of Florida.
Yep, she's going to miss the Bahamas, miss Florida completely, and it's going to head out to the North Atlantic. In fact, this should be, after it gets done with Cuba, this should be kind of the end of it.
What an idiot hurricane.
Stupid Melissa.
She doesn't even know where land is.
And don't they just go, like, alphabetically, right? Like, with the hurricane?
I don't know.
So I think the next one would be, like, Nora or whatever. I think they just move through the alphabet.
Right.
And you could, like, you could do a lot worse than living in the Caribbean, man. I know you got to deal with the hurricanes, but...
Yeah, I'm out.
If you've ever been down there,
I'm out.
It's an amazing place. And it's
sure it is.
And it's amazing people.
I don't want to deal with hurricanes every year.
Get yourself a boat, and then when hurricane season hits, you...
Just float right through the hurricane?
No, you go the other way. You pull a Jimmy Buffett, man. You just get up there and get on out of there.
Yeah, no thanks. I'll stay here in war-torn Portland and plot my move to Japan for all things better.
Well, Japan's got earthquakes and tsunamis.
Yeah. Well, we have earthquakes here, too.
I think Japan might be the most earthquake, one of the most earthquakey places. They have more than we do.
Well, again, the hurricane, I think, is the worst of all of them.
Is it?
Well, not the worst as
in... I'm going earthquake.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I'm not saying worst as in destruction. I'm saying... Just the beating of having to deal with them. Like, the earthquakes, they happen. The big one, that's going to be bad.
But seasonally, yeah.
But, like, every year.
Yeah.
the hurricanes come through, and there are varying degrees, but it's the same crap. You got to board up your, you gotta,
I think we're getting a theme here with Rob. Is Rob? Rob's like, crazy. I got to board up some shutters. I got to go down into the basement. I'm not dealing with this.
I'm going
crap.
To Japan. Got to board stuff up there too for the earthquakes.
At least with the.
Was that last night?
That was last night. At least with the hurricane, you've got warning. The earthquake, you're just minding your own business, and then one day, like, the ground opens up, and it's like, F you.
Yeah, earthquakes are no fun, for sure.
Yeah, if we're power raking, I'm going earthquake is the scariest. Because, again, the earthquake can, like, swallow you. Like,
yeah, again, I'm not talking about the destruction. I'm talking about living in the area of natural disasters. I mean, we live on the West Coast. It's the same thing here. I know Japan may have more, but they're always telling us, oh, the big one's coming. What the hell is anybody doing to prepare for the big one? Let me tell you, I can tell you the answer to that question. It's nothing. No one's doing anything around here.
No.
We're just going to deal with it when it comes. is very different than the hurricanes, where every season you have to board up your house and, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think I've seen a lot of news stuff this year where, well, it's not even this year, it's like every year, where they're always talking to the Floridian or whomever that's like, I'm not even going to do it this year. I'm tired of doing this. I don't care. It never hurts my house anyway.
It is true.
You know what I mean?
We as human beings love to, we don't do anything really. Because, like, the idea is that it hasn't hurt me yet until one day it does. And then we like to sit there and complain and tell the government to come save us.
Well, then if it does, if it comes, and you know it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It is. 100%.
We all know it's coming. And yet we're like, it'll probably be fine.
I got a couple months of survival food, but that's, you know, that's all I can control.
Schultz's
right?
Ready.
No, I'm ready to eat if the world goes to S. But that's,
I have no. I've got to tell you, I have nothing planned, and I mean nothing.
Rob's just gonna stand there and look at the bridges falling and be like, "Well, there we're."
You know what I'm relying on?
The government.
God,
go buy some damn MREs, Rob, and get with it.
MRE, what's that mean?
Meals ready to eat, sir.
By the way, Otani struck out again.
Again?
Yeah, you might have to send him down at this point.
How bad is this guy?
Although, to be fair, that was a horse crap third strike. Dude, that thing was like a foot and a half outside.
See, they're against him now.
Yeah, look, I'm telling
it's
you.
It's conspiracy.
When you see the replay of that, I like, by the way, on some of those where they don't show the strike zone, they don't show the box, because it's so egregious. I think Major League Baseball is like, hey, can you take that down? Because we don't want to see that was 2 feet outside, so just Yeah, someone said just wait for the super volcano.
Yeah. Well, again,
they'll kill us all.
Pick your poison, okay?
I'm just waiting for, like, the looting and the rioting to start, and that's when I shine. That's when I just, you know, I go full, this is the end, and I just, you know, lawlessness at that point.
Did you catch the lab monkey story?
No, what are the monkeys up to?
Oh, I can't believe you haven't heard this story.
No.
All right, we'll get to that next. Here's Schultz.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't see the big lab monkey story. You're normally all over monkey news.
I do love monkeys.
A group of potentially diseased lab monkeys escaped after a vehicle crash on a main interstate highway in Mississippi. Mm. A truck carrying rhesus monkeys was involved in a wreck. The monkeys, which came from Tulane University in New Orleans, were infected with several viruses, including hepatitis C and COVID-19.
Is this a movie script?
What could possibly go wrong? Jeez. By the way, the New York Post has it as, quote, hold on, freaking pop-up ads, very aggressive monkeys infected with COVID and STIs running loose in Mississippi.
Yeah, they said they're aggressive lab monkeys.
Oh, boy.
And the monkeys, they're approximately 40 pounds, aggressive to humans. They require PPE. We all became familiar with that during COVID. Yeah.
They also have herpes, by the way.
Yeah.
So we've now given monkeys COVID, hepatitis, and the herp.
Yeah.
And now we're sending them out in the wild, and they're aggressive towards humans. This ought to be good.
So you need PPE to handle them. A representative from Tulane shared a differing statement on the monkeys. Non-human primates at the Tulane National Biomedical Research Center are provided to other research organizations to advance scientific discovery. Mm-hmm. The primates in question belong to another entity and are not infectious. We are actively collaborating with local authorities and will send a team of animal care experts to assist as needed. All but one of the monkeys were said by local police officials to have been destroyed. We are continuing to look for the one monkey. For the one monkey that is still on the loose.
Okay, so we've killed all the monkeys, but there's one lone rogue monkey?
I don't know. I thought they said that the monkeys died in the accident.
Oh, okay.
But one of them didn't and got loose.
By the way, can I just tell you right now, I am rooting for the herp-riddled angry monkey. I want that guy to go live his best life. We took this poor bastard from his home. We shot him up with a bunch of slut diseases out here, and now, like, we're upset that he's out running around. Dude, I hope he bites some people and infects them. Go do your thing, monkey. By the way, I don't know if they like that rhesus monkey. They're saying, like, this is not like a little capuchin thing. They're saying 40 pounds. These are the same monkeys that, by the way, that robbed me and mugged me when I was in Indonesia. Those monkeys are terrifying. A 40-pound monkey running at you being aggressive, trust me, I've been bit by one. That's how I got hepatitis.
Yeah,
at
so
least
ladies,
that's what I told the BTJ.
If you run into these monkeys in the bars, be careful. They're hitting on you. They've got herp.
Can you imagine? You're just minding your own business somewhere out in Mississippi, and you just, like, it's the middle of the night, you're walking home at a bar, and you see that thing staring at you. And it starts making noises and pounding its chest.
Is Mississippi the worst place for that monkey? Because I feel like most people in rural Mississippi are going to think that that's food.
Yeah, they're going to mess with it.
Go catch that dinner!
Oh, look at that, honey.
Dude, I am 100% rooting for this angry, aggressive monkey. I feel terrible for animals. Like, I feel like if you're an animal at a lab or whatever and you escape, that should be a pardon. Like, we sit there and we torture these poor things.
You should pardon the animal?
Yes!
Well, I think people feel the same way as you, but those that are experts in the field, they have chimed in and said, this monkey has to be shot. Like, you can't just let the monkey
Why not?
Chill in Mississippi.
I think that monkey should get to go live its best life. Someone said rednecks shooting disease-ridden monkeys sounds like Mississippi. Like a Mississippi state sport, which is probably true.
Well, maybe this is a good battle. You know, look, we could use a few fewer rednecks, right?
That's true. Except we're not killing the rednecks. We're just giving them the herp.
No one's killing rednecks. It's just that let's let these two battle it out. Seems like they've kind of met their match.
Let nature take its course.
See who wins.
Seriously, though, if this little guy just ends up hanging out in the trees in Mississippi, what harm is he causing? Oh, he's carrying, I guess he is carrying COVID, so maybe he's got
he probably
some,
feels terrible.
It's got some new form
sneezing
of...
sneezing up there, coughing.
I was going to say, that's dangerous, man, just spreading that stuff.
Is this going to be the next COVID that wipes us out? Is this
monkey COVID?
Monkey COVID?
COVID 21 from a monkey. Like, what?
Dude.
We're all screwed.
You know what? I'm going to Japan.
You know, the pandemic affected them there, too. They also had to stay home, Rob. I don't know if you remember that.
I know.
Dude, Japanese were my... the BTJ's brother caught it, and they would like hold you up in hotels. Like, they caught it and they like quarantined you in, like, away from your family. They stuck you in hotels. Like, they were not messing around with that. And now here we are, we're just releasing COVID monkeys into the South. I can't wait for Alex Jones or what is it, Glenn Beck or whatever, to have some sort of
Glenn Beck.
Well, like,
is he still with us?
Yeah, he's out there yelling about something on that chalkboard. Someone will come up with a conspiracy theory about how this monkey is some sort of government plant.
Yep.
This just doesn't happen by accident.
It's the Russians.
Yeah.
Or who do they hate? It's probably the Chinese again.
Yeah, the Chinese. Something's happening.
Wuhan.
This didn't just happen by accident.
These monkeys are from Wuhan.
Jeez. What are we doing?
Making monkeys sick.
Tell you what we're doing. We're going to a break. I'm plotting my exit to Japan. Real country.
If you wanted to have a terrorist plot, could you just infect a bunch of monkeys and then just release them into cities?
I don't think it's the
just like monkey
worst idea.
Monkey hordes and like you just release them. Like
well,
at
you've seen Outbreak, right?
You release them at the Super Bowl. You're like, ha! Send them out there. A bunch of rage virus monkeys.
All right, we wrap it up next on The Fan. I was thinking, you know, if they release the monkeys, the disease-riddled monkeys.
The hurt monks?
Onto everyone at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And everyone there was doomed. But they quarantined the Super Bowl. Would that be the greatest Super Bowl of all time? It would certainly be the most memorable.
Sure.
But would you play the game? Do you let loose on the beer and the, you know, like
I don't know what you do. I mean,
they're all in there.
They're all in
the
there.
The game's about to start. And it's like, well, we're all going to die. They're not letting us out of here.
Might as well play the game.
Let's play the game. Lace them up.
I want to go out doing what I love.
I don't think you could keep people. You couldn't keep people in the stadium.
Well, let's just say you could.
Yeah.
And did.
That would be something.
Let's play.
I just have the idea of, like, you know.
Lace them up, you little bitch. Let's go.
Like, you think of all the different ways. Like, I'm always surprised that we don't get attacked more than we do. It doesn't seem like it's that hard to do. And it never really happens, which is good. But I was like, had that thought. Like, if you got, like, how much are monkeys? Like, they're not expensive. How much if you just rounded up like 1,000 monkeys and you just riddled them with some nasty stuff and then literally just showed up with a truck at like a major event and we're like, ha, like open an 18-wheeler and we're like, go.
Saturn.
And then you just have like 1,000 monkeys just swarming, just like think about Times Square, like New York City New Year's Eve drop. Imagine unleashing 1,000 angry, like, contagious disease riddled monkeys.
The naked cowboy would protect us.
Just swarming the crowd. And you can't shoot them because you got people everywhere.
Well, it's going to be some casualties.
you can't have cops out there just, you know, just willy-nilly firing off into the crowd of a million people. It's kind of like unstoppable. Never mind.
Flew out.
Boy, I got Dave Niehaus there.
Yeah, it looked like a nice little...
Right? Like, yeah. Muncie,
nice little hit.
There was two on, and Muncie hit one, and I did the... Oh! and then it was a routine.
Fly away, here
right
come
into his glove.
Right guy, right time for our Dodgers, our Team Japan. Tommy Edmond.
I feel like such a rube though when I get caught with that. When I get fooled by the routine foul ball.
I feel like in the regular season, yeah, you're a rube, but in the playoffs, we're all doing it.
Playoffs?
No, I usually hate that person, but yeah. CS, Mariners, well, I was like, you hate that? No.
I mean, I didn't hate the person. It's just a mistake.
You guys get fooled sometimes.
Well, okay. It happens to me all the time. Yeah. Sometimes it looks like they're about ready to, they're raking. Yeah. It's just like a pop-up. Yeah.
Not the person that's doing it as a mistake, but we all have a friend or have been around a sports fan where every fly ball that's hit,
yeah, it's called Dave Niehaus.
So right now, Tommy
Edmond.
No one
did it better than Dave Niehaus.
Tommy Edmond is up with two on and two out in the sixth.
Yeah.
And I am going to predict that he comes through for Team Japan.
Little Tommy Edmond.
Yeah. Because it's 2-1 Jays. I feel like Edmond has been waiting. It's all about Freeman and Shohei. Yeah. Edmond's been waiting for his moment.
There's always one Luis Soho.
There's a guy like that, and it's going to be this guy.
Little Tommy Edmond.
He's Korean, by the way. You know that, right?
Yeah, he's half. Yeah.
He just struck out.
Yeah, he's a bum. It's because he's not on Team Japan. He's on Team Korea.
All right, everybody have a great night. Schultzy's going to see Adam Chandler.
The Schlan man?
Adam Sandler at Moda Center. I'm not doing anything that cool.
I'm predicting, because you're going no. I'm betting that Schultzy.
I didn't say no.
Oh.
I said 50-50.
I think Schultzy will come back and he will give us. I think he's going to love it.
He says Adam Sandler was good.
I think I think better than good.
Now, will you be honest with us, or are you one of those people that can't admit that you paid money for, you wasted money?
Well, we didn't waste money, thankfully.
You got them free.
Yeah, the fan gave us the tickets.
Oh, nice.
I will give an accurate review. I am scared, though. YouTube commenter said, hey, I went last year to Sandler's show. It sucked, so I'm hoping it's better.
Yeah, see, I could see it going either way.
I just think he's going to put on a good show.
All right, well, we'll see tomorrow. Guess who's going to be the judge of that? Your boy Schultzy.
The Schnitzel Wolf.
The Schnitzel Wolf. Everybody have a great night, okay? We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Fan. Good night.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.